The following audio is a fantasy roleplay scenario between two consenting adults. Viewer discretion is advised. Huh? Oh, hey. What's up? No. Now's not a good time. I've got class. Okay. What do you want? Well, I don't have time to talk about it, okay? Hey, stop grabbing me, not here. Oh God, what's with the face? Fine, I'll come talk to you, God. Just, come on, down here. Yeah, there's a bathroom that nobody goes in. All right, get in there. Okay, what is it? What do you want? What is so important that... What? What did you just say? What the fuck do you mean you want to be with me? Why would you ever say that? Why would you want to? Huh? Because last time I checked, you were scared of me. Even now. So why the hell would you want to be with someone like me? Huh? Someone who... Seriously? What, you think that deep down I'm actually a nice person? Well, sorry to disappoint, but I'm not. And I never will be. Nobody has ever been nice to me, so why should I even bother, huh? Look, just fuck off, okay? I have to get to class. No. Oh, the fuck you mean no? What, you think standing in the doorway is gonna stop me? We both know that I can overpower you if I need. Move. What do you want from me? Is this what you want? You want me close? You want me to look at you and to put my hand on your cheek like this? You want me to What are you doing to me? Seriously, I have to go. Yes, I am. We can talk more later, okay? I'll come by again tonight. Yes, okay. I promise I'll be there. Fuck, you scared me. You never answer that fast. Hey, I'm trying to climb in. Stop grabbing me, you needy little fuck. Oh, God. Oh, shit. You finally got another chair. Don't tell me you got that just for me. Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling better. I was thinking a lot about us, about myself, and, you know, I haven't actually bullied anyone in about a year. Nobody but you. Once you transferred here, I paid nobody else any attention but you. You were the only person that I followed around, made fun of, pushed around, and really, it was so I could be close to you. Not because I actually thought you were a loser. Really, I'm the loser. Because I couldn't express how I felt about you. So I just bullied you instead. And honestly, I just feel so ashamed now. Because after everything I've put you through, you still want to be with me. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like I don't deserve any of this. I feel like I don't deserve someone like you. Someone who's so kind, so willing to forgive. Yeah, I do. I do want to be with you. I've been wanting to be close for so long. You know, I've been watching you since you transferred, and you were always so quiet, never talked to anyone. And so when this whole project thing came up and I saw you were talking to someone else, getting close to someone else, I got so, so fucking jealous. Because before you really only spoke to me. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I don't want to keep you from the world, keep you from potential friends, but also I guess I'm glad in a way. Otherwise we wouldn't have worked together and gotten even closer. And oh really? You liked when I got jealous? And why is that, huh? Hello? You can't just say shit like that and not give me an answer. But then again, you really aren't much of a talker, are you? I think you prefer things that don't involve talking. Don't you? In fact, I think you like staying quiet. So that way, all you have to do is obey and not think. Isn't that right? Because when you're with me, get this look on your face, like you're just blank, and I feel like I could do whatever I wanted with you, and you wouldn't stop me. And you know, just because we're gonna be together now, doesn't mean I'll start being some nice, cute, doting, whatever. I'm still gonna bully you a bit. I'm still gonna make you do what I want. Degrade you when I feel like it. Because from what you're telling me with that look, you like it when I do. Isn't that right? That's what I thought. Come here. Let me hold you. You feel so good in my arms. Do you like having my arms around you? You like when I put one of my hands on the back of your neck like this, and I'll just slowly snake my hand up your scalp, through your hair. Does that feel good? Now, what if I pulled a little? Oh, that little gasp. It's adorable. Now, what if I pull your hair just a little more? And pull your head back so that way your neck is exposed for me. I've never kissed your neck before. Your neck tastes good. Put your head up and look at me. Remember that even with how harsh I can be with you, I do love you, okay? Okay. Give me those lips. Mm-hmm.